When we were planning for today's service, we called today the Feast of the Dedication. And why we called it that is because the Feast of the Dedication is a time when we give thanks for the gift of our parish church, the gift that God has blessed us with in this place. And that tied in very nicely with the beginning of our joyful giving initiative as we reflect upon the gifts that God has blessed us with and how we are called to use those gifts. And I'm pleased and thrilled that Laura has agreed to do some reflecting this morning on her experiences of life at St. George on Young. But before she does, let me draw us to a couple of the lines out of the scripture passages that really reflect that idea of the holiness and the sacredness of what God invites us into as we come together as community. In our first reading from Genesis, the last line, the writer says, "How awesome is this place?" And out of what we'll hear Laura speak of and out of our own reflections, we know how awesome this place is. It is none other than the house of God. And the psalmist again echoed that by saying, "How lovely is thy dwelling place." And God's dwelling place is everywhere, including here among us. Peter calls us to be living stones, alive through Christ, and living out that blessedness of being chosen. And then finally in our gospel reading, Jesus says, "Peace be with you." And that as we live out that gift of faith as community, followers of Jesus Christ, that he indeed has sent us to proclaim and to be that message of good news to the world around us. Laura's going to reflect on what St. George on Young means to her and has meant to her. And as you listen to her reflections, I encourage you to think about your own reflections, because what Laura's doing is inviting us to remember and to give thanks for those memories, for those gifts of what makes St. George's what it is for us today. Thank you, Laura. Good that you're here with us today.
Thank you, Mark. Well, good morning. As part of our joyful giving program, Mark has asked me to talk to you, as he's just said, about why St. George's is and was and has been important to me, or better put, what St. George's means to me. Well, there's some in the congregation that know me a lot better than others of you do, so I'm just going to give you a little bit of an introduction as to who I am. My parents, John and Helen Hunter, my brothers and myself, moved back to Toronto in 1964, and we moved into Toronto from Montreal. We moved into a house on Logandale Road, which is a street just behind here on Willowdale United Church, on the Labor Day weekend. That first Sunday in Toronto, my mother and I walked through what was then Northtown Plaza. Now, that area has now got the Grandview condominium apartments and the Metro the grocery store. We attended St. George's as newcomers. We were greeted and welcomed by sites people. We were given a bulletin. My mom asked all about Sunday school because I had four younger brothers. And we participated then in our first service here at St. George's. Even though it was a long weekend, there were plenty of people in the congregation, including many children, which really made my mother very happy. The incumbent was Father John Thompson, and he reminded my mother and myself of the minister we had just left behind in Montreal, so we felt very comfortable and welcomed. Gradually, our family became very involved in St. George's family. The church played a major part in our growth. Besides the then common church-related activities, such as church services, Sunday school, Bible studies, confirmation, youth groups, and choir, I also came to the old St. George's building for Girl Guides and Rangers, and my brothers came for Cubs and Scouts. So you can see how it's played a real central part to our life. Our family developed many lifelong relationships here at St. George's. So for me, St. George's has been and continues to be a place where I'll always find love, support, trust, encouragement, and strength that has allowed me to grow. As I grew, I knew that the church and the church family was always a very safe haven. As is typical in many families, the church family is no exception in experiencing very happy and quite sad times. We've been blessed with a wide variety of spiritual leaders who have taught, challenged, and encouraged us to participate as good stewards within our community. Over the years, I have celebrated many good, fulfilling times in our former building. We used to have a youth group that would hold dinner and drama nights or dinner and dance nights. We used to help to organize and work in the bazaars and the book sales. And we had music recitals and concerts. We fundraised for a new organ in the 1980s. And I sang in the youth choir as well as the adult choir. John and I were married at St. George's. Our sons and our grandchildren were baptized here. I've been involved in the Out of Cold program and several advisory boards and committees, as well as being a church warden along with John. Now I feel like I'm a member of a parish worshiping in a very remarkable new building situated in a very vibrant and vital community. We've also experienced and supported each other through sadder, challenging, and troubling times. Some of these included are when some of our parishioners have moved away or died. And as we all are lay ministers, we've tried to console and we've listened to their problems. We tried to balance the vestry budget. We tried to work through parish redevelopment and possible amalgamation. And we were very, very busy in assisting the Plumington Park Ministry when it first got started. As a result of all of this, St. George's has provided me with a spiritual journey and some basic tools that I could apply to my total journey in life. Joy, love, compassion, nurturing, understanding, exposure, and acceptance of new and different ideas. The ability to express my thoughts and participate and lead in groups. All of these attributes have served me very well in my secular jobs as a former bank manager, organizer of child nutrition programs for the Toronto District School Board, and finally as an owner of a retail business. As I have mentioned, there are plenty of stories of fellowship, beautiful music, caring for each other in good times and in times of need, and outreach into the community around us. Money is also a significant part of our parish life. We've had many successful financial campaigns in St. George's, such as when we were in our former building, we were able to repay our mortgage and burn it. It was a good celebration. We've had very good faith work and building campaigns. How we use our money as individuals, as well as a parish, is one way we have of investing into ourselves. We're able to tell the story to others about who we are, what we believe, and where God is leading us. Within the next few weeks, we'll be starting our Joyful Giving campaign. This is a stewardship campaign, as Mark has indicated, and it focuses on time, talent, and resources that we as a church family contribute to each other to allow our parish to exist and grow. Stewardship is what we do with what we have all the time. Stewardship is putting our faith into action. I've discovered through my life at St. George's that my gifts include organization, leadership, cooperation. As I grow and interact with family and friends, these gifts change with circumstances and situations. I believe firmly, though, that God has given everyone gifts and resources to use. As it is written, there is more happiness in giving than receiving. the time, talent, and treasures that we offer each other and pledge to St. George's allows us to continue our support of the ministries to each other as well as the broader community. Therefore, as our new campaign begins, let's prayerfully consider what St. George's means to you and respond, whether with time, talent, or treasures, that we can continue to be being a very welcoming and supportive family to each other.
Thank you, Laura, for those thoughts and reflections, which very much speak to your experience and to what this place has meant to you, which is a wonderful gift that you have offered us this morning. I love it when I have the opportunity to listen to lay people reflect, as we did this morning, because very often I hear such depth of spirituality that gets expressed. And that depth of spirituality comes out of the relationships that people have here as we grow in our understanding of who God is and how God calls us to live out our lives. Laura reflected on what St. George's means to her and has meant to her and what she values about being part of this community. We all come with our own thoughts, whether we've been at St. George's for 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, or 50 years. We all have our own thoughts about what this place means to us. And so now, in a moment of quiet, I invite each of us to think about one thing that if we were talking with someone else, we could say, this is what I love about St. George on Yonge. Let's take a moment of quiet to remember what brings us here and to give thanks to God that this place means to us spiritually and community-wise what it means.